Like, if dudes could express what it is, but they can't. Like, men never get a chance to talk about their plight as a man, what they go through as a man, because women won't let them. Because women are awful, you won't let them.
Welcome to Manosphere Highlights Daily. Shout out to Patreon gang member Mr. ILHS. Salute! This is his message. Salute, MHD. I'm a new member and I found a video you have to react to. The first 40 minutes of Sam J's stand-up, Salute Me or Shoot Me on HBO Max. She details the trouble she goes through as a lesbian woman playing the masculine role in her relationship and how she wasn't ready for it. This is pure gold. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Mr. ILHS, thank you for your message and thank you for supporting us on Patreon. Salute! For those wondering about the Everybody Hates Chris video, here's the answer. YouTube completely blocked the video due to copyrighted footage and audio. Freezing the footage was ineffective in this case. A special salute to our Patreon supporters. The original video will be available on Patreon. If you enjoy our content and want the full experience, consider supporting us on Patreon. Spoiler alert! This video contains spoilers, so you've been warned. Now it's time for us to get into this and do what we gotta do. Because we many!
It's also especially hard because I'm the dude. I'm like the guy of my situation. And I do believe in that. I do believe in masculine and feminine energy. I don't believe it's attached to your genitalia, but I do believe it exists. It's in the world, you know? And I also don't believe it's consistent. It could be fluid. It could change by hour or minute or day. But in the morning when you wake up, someone's the dude, someone's the chick. And most of the time, I'm the dude. You feel me, dog? I'm the dude. Like, being the man, it's trash. Like, I don't like it. I don't like it. I know you don't like it. I hate it. I hate it, bro. I hate it. I hate being the man. I don't want to do it no more. Like, honestly and truly, I want to quit. Like, I literally lay in the bed at night sometimes and I pray and I'm like, God, take me back to sucking.
For those wondering why lesbian relationships don't last, she just gave a big indication why. Relationships are about balance, and even though she is the so-called dude in the relationship, she is still first and foremost a woman. Masculine energy does not make her a man. It just makes her a woman with masculine energy. Just look at this graph of divorces, and it's clear that women are the agents of chaos. Women file 70-80% of divorces in heterosexual marriages. What do you think is gonna happen when women marry each other? The numbers don't lie.
What a nice life I had when I was out here just blowing. My life was beautiful. My life as a sucker, amazing. When I put it in perspective, compared to the life I'm living now, trash. Trash. This being a man shit, get me the out. I hate it, dog, because it's so much fucking work. And I didn't know when I was over here sucking, I thought I had so many problems. I did. But now I think back on it, I was chilling, bro. Now that I'm over here doing man shit, like, dog, I was chilling. Because there's not a lot of requirements over here. All you got to do, show up, suck the make a sandwich, play Madden. And you don't even got to be good at Madden. You just mash the buttons. That nigga be like, she's so good to me. She tried to play Madden. I love her.
Men are easy to please. Compared to women, we don't ask nothing. And it's interesting that some men fall in love with foreign women simply because these women have cooked dinner for them once. The foolishness. This observation reflects a perceived lack of kindness and affection in modern Western relationships. The act of a woman making dinner or a sandwich for her husband or boyfriend seems to be a lost art. In modern Western culture, traditional acts like these can be misconstrued as symbols of slavery or weakness, lacking in power. The word submissive drives women nuts. To provide you with a better understanding, take a look at this clip featuring a married couple.
Oh, he kissed it on his neck without the $17,000. Yes. Like,
don't dismiss that question. It's a really important question. You just said you made $17,000, you know, essentially big deal. Make it next month and then we'll talk. So I'm asking you, if he made it 2 months in a row, would you then kiss his neck? I'm being metaphorical with it, but that's what he said he wants.
No, I don't think I would give him what he wants.
Okay, is it 3 months?
No, it's not time. He could do it in infinite.
Exactly.
She cannot turn it off. Her entire life, she's been raised to be in control, to be independent, and to compete with men to the point where she doesn't know how to show affection and appreciation to men, including her own husband. A simple kiss shatters her ego and challenges her sense of identity. This is the product of modern Western society, and men are going where they are appreciated.
Now I'm over here being a junior man? No. No. I'd be like, God, please take me back to living righteously. This lifestyle sucks. It sucks. And if dudes could tell you, I wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, if dudes could express what it is, but they can't. Like, men never get a chance to talk about their plight as a man, what they go through as a man, because women won't let them, because women are awful. You won't let them. Y'all won't let men talk. Y'all won't let them fucking say what they got to say. And I wish I could have heard about them, because if I would have known how hard it was to be a man, I wouldn't have picked this one, the boy one. I'm not saying you choose to be gay, but you do choose the style, and I wouldn't have picked man style.
Facts. Most women can't walk a mile in a man's shoes. We make things look easy because we are built for this shit. That's why we keep reminding you that we men, ain't we? How much proof do you need? How many videos of women crying in the car do you need? How many times do we have to show you the statistics of women stressing out, burning out, antidepressants, etc., etc.? Yesterday, we made this video.
Fucking humiliated me tonight. And you humiliated your son, and I am past arguing about it with you.
You cannot do this as a man. You cannot lose your cool and slap the shit out of your woman. Women enjoy all kinds of privileges that these effinists don't want to talk about because it goes against the narrative of men living life on easy mode just because they are men. This is why women are pissed off, because for the first time in decades, men have a voice of truth that reaches the four corners of the world. I want to thank you guys for being actively involved participants, sharing the message, providing your input in the comment section, and liking the videos. This is our space where needed and useful information is shared.
Had I known this is what was going to come with it. Everything changed when I came over here. First thing changed is like I had to have money and shit. Like, you have to have money. Like, any, like, no, you don't. He's like a pimp, which is not a good person. But like, to be a man, you have to have money. That's first step. When I was over here sucking, I didn't need no money. I'm not saying I never had money, but I did not have money a lot of the times, and I was okay. I wasn't worried about it. I would still go outside. Like, I got titties. I suck. It'll work out. I'm not the ugliest in the room. That's all you gotta do when you got titties and suck. Just don't be the ugliest in the room. All you find the ugliest and be like, I'm not gonna be hurt, and just keep pushing. And the night will shake. You'll get something done. And then I stepped over here, Junior Manning, immediately. Well, can you buy me a drink? No, I'm out here empty pockets like you. What are we doing? It was confusing to me.
This is the Red Pill Truth, brothers. Women don't love you for who you are. Women love you for what you can provide. That's why you have the same women who complain about the so-called gender pay gap, complaining about not being able to find economically attractive men to date. You can't make this stuff up. That's why we call them agents of chaos. And that's why this stand-up is pure gold. Because a woman trying to be like a man had to learn the hard way that it's easier to be a woman.
So you gotta get money, first step. And that's hard to do, because to get money, you have to be f-ing ambitious. You have to be ambitious. That's a big deal, because you have to figure out how you're gonna get the money. I wasn't ambitious sucking. And I'm not saying women don't have ambition. I'm saying it's not a requirement to suck. Like, ain't never asked me my goals before I sucked it. Dick don't care about that. But as soon as I started eating box, what you wanna be in the world? I don't know, a scientist? I don't know. Just making shit up. And then you gotta keep the money. That's a whole nother job. Maintain what you built. That's a man's job. That's not a woman's job. A woman could build something up, then burn it down, literally herself.
This is pure gold. We still didn't make the video of the all-female TV company that imploded. It's a classic. Janice, read.
Catfights over handbags and tears in the toilets. When this producer launched a women-only TV company, she thought she'd kissed goodbye to conflict. Samantha Brick, her business was ruined by the destructive jealousy and infighting of an all-female staff.
Women are agents of chaos. If you look at the conflicts these women had in this company, it's ridiculous. And we'll make you understand why women are children in grown bodies. Everything had an emotional foundation. Women don't like each other. They fight over handbags. You can't make this stuff up. That's why they need men as insurance, as sponsors, and guarantors to help them out of the problems they create for themselves.
So your biggest disagreement is just on how hard to work at this point?
Yeah, I feel like we both have two jobs.
You're working 80 hours a week.
Yeah.
So is it the cutting back on things that's a struggle?
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm already working two jobs. I'm barely have a life as it is. On my days off, I want to be able to enjoy a little bit of the money that I'm making.
You'd be working two jobs longer. Is that what you want to do? If you spend a few hours of the pay every single day to go do something, then you're working a second job longer. And you need to. We haven't even touched the personal finances of this yet, but that's my theory.
Yeah.
Is that worth it to you?
I can be happy now.
This laugh, this giggle says it all.
If you're a man, you build it and you maintain it. That is work. That is work. And it's pressure. Because you know if you drop the ball, she's gone. You can't have a woman living like this and then be like, now we broke. She's leaving. That's why Franklin Saint was so stressed out. He was like, I got 3 months to fix it with this bitch. Or she's running off with my baby. It was stressful. Because that's the truth.
Facts. Red pill truth bomb. Women are not loyal. You do not build equity with women. It's what have you done for me lately? Why do you think 50% of women have a backup man in mind? In mind, fellas. She's always talking to someone. She always has someone on the bench. That's why it's referred to as monkey branching. It involves seeking a new partner while still in a relationship with the willingness to end the current one if it fails to meet her desires. That's why modern Western women are taking L's every day, crying in the car, because they are struggling to sell men this idea that the juice is worth the squeeze.
That's why I hate when I see dudes with like a certain type of women, and women judge that. Like they'll see a guy of a certain caliber, they think he's super attractive, he's fine, they feel like he's with a woman that's not of his caliber, and they're like, ugh, what's he doing? Why is he with that fat with the Crocs? It's like, I'll tell you what he's doing, keeping a peace of mind. That's what he's doing. He figured out his money, and he knows he can keep a fat with Crocs till he's dead. Stress-free. And even the fat in the Crocs is gonna complain eventually. Like, I don't even have all the charms I want for my Crocs.
Woo! This is pure gold! I remember explaining this to a woman that a man needs peace of mind. And it doesn't matter how pretty you are. Every man will get tired of a walking drama machine. The pretty women, the 8s and 9s, usually are the biggest headaches. The sense of entitlement is over 9,000. Even when you take your talents overseas, watch out for the pretty ones. Women are women first. And yes, eventually every woman, even the fat, ugly ones, will complain at some point. It's inevitable. It's part of the dance. So if you don't want none of this smoke, don't dance. Man, I figured this out a long time ago.
Not only do you gotta do that, you gotta maintain, you gotta fuck, you gotta fuck, also you gotta die. You gotta die for women. I didn't know about that. Like, you gotta be dead. If shit really go down, they expect you to die. And I didn't think about that when I hopped in these underwears with the holes, being dead, truly being dead, bro. That's crazy. That is a crazy expectation to just expect because someone is a gender or representing a gender that they'll just get up and be dead for you. And it's not even just like women you've known forever that you love. Any bitch, like you gotta die. I know which one you are. You the boy one. You gotta die. Because you the boy one, dead. That's the expectation. She expects you to die. Die, bro. You ever really think about that? Die. Like, I know you know, but do you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, if it really gets serious, you have to step up. And I know you're like, maybe you don't even know these. I don't know your relationship. But it doesn't matter. Even if you don't know them, if you're around them and you don't die, you killed these bitches. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Because you have a dick. If you don't sacrifice your life, if these two bitches die next to you and you don't come up wounded and stabbed, then you killed them. And you're a bad man.
She's spitting facts, but I'm not laughing. I think Ali Wong does a better job in telling the funny story. But these are facts, fellas. Remember this?
What?
Shout out to the early Manosphere Highlights Daily subscribers. Because you know there is a deeper meaning behind this meme. Let's refresh your memory and show you the origins of the legendary why.
But your father did not get in the light boat. Why was that?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know the rule of the sea, don't you? Women and children first. No man is going to take the place of a woman or child.
And by the time the women and children were in that lifeboat, it was full.
Absolutely.
The reason why her why is so powerful is because she is shocked that there is even a question as to why her father didn't go on the lifeboat. He was expected to die because he was a man, adhering to the women and children first principle. To take it a step further, her father didn't hesitate to do so because men were respected back then. Nowadays, not so much, but men are still expected to sacrifice in situations like this. That's why we don't save her in modern society. Watch our video, Don't Save Her.
And if she die on you, that's fucked up too. You know that, right? She die on you, you fuck. Because her family gonna be at you. How could you let her be dead? She was with you. You was together. How could you let something like that happen? As if they didn't raise the goofy bitch. You raised her.
Patreon supporters, salute. Manosphere, we working. Protect yourself at all times. This video has officially been highlighted.